My name is Sammy Kabiemera, for those who is the first time to be in this church. And I'm from Congo, not Hong Kong. I'm from Congo, the former Zaire. And I'm blessed to be part of this church. And I'm blessed also to have a good family. My wife didn't show up today. She's quite busy, but she said hello to everybody. My family. My kids are now all on their own. They left us, so we live just two of us, Eve and I. It's kind of very easy to take. After being with the good family, big family, you feel like the king. And now you feel like just two of you. So it's kind of sad, but it's okay. We are happy that the Lord is changing the family this way. And as usual, I want to teach you one Swahili before I enter my preaching. Are you ready for that? Before I taught you the Swahili, which say Hakuna Matara, which means no worries. Hakuna Matara, you know that. But today I want to teach you another word which says Merry Christmas. In Swahili they say Krisimasi Njema. Can we try? Krisimasi Njema. Just easy. Krisimasi Njema. Can you try? Krisimasi Njema. That is Swahili to say Merry Christmas. And exactly. Let us go in the Word of God before we pray. I want us to read in a couple of books here. Number one will be in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Bible says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And let's also jump and go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 23. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 23. Matthew, the Gospel, chapter 1, verse 18 to 23. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is born from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Let's say amen for that. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. I will end by another passage in the Bible here. That will be Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. I like this passage as well. I want to read them. And then we are entering to our message. Isaiah 43. This may be your favorite passage as well. It says, but now, Isaiah 43 from verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come here this morning to worship you and praise your name. And also want to hear from you because we know a word from you, Lord, can help us, lead us, guide us, and keep us strong. The beginning, the word was there and the word created everything. And Lord, we need your word this morning to help us, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to help us know you more and grow in grace. As I'm standing before your people, Father, I need your Holy Spirit to lead me, to use me, and let your people get the word from you. Convey your message to every one of us as we're here today. I thank you for your presence is here. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Pastor Vic is not here, as we've heard. But before he left, he called me and said, Pastor Sammy, you'll cover me up and come and speak. And it's a privilege and honor to stand before you. And I'm glad for that. And I thank you, elders, to accept me to stand before the Church of God. I'm talking about the message which says, Emmanuel, God is with us. We are not alone. Emmanuel, God is with us. We are not alone. You're going to help me today. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, we are not alone, or I'm not alone. Tell him or her, I'm not alone. Don't fear him. Look at his eyes. Tell him, I'm not alone. God is with us, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God is with us. Emmanuel means God is with us. Every child has a yearning to know who his or our father is. Likewise, every person has a yearning to know who his or her creator is. That is why every year the scientists pay millions of dollars and thousands of hours trying to scanning on the sky in order to know if there is somebody out there. And if there is one, is he trying to make a contact with us? Or can we make contact with him? What is the bottom line here? The bottom line is here. Are we really alone in this universe? Because deep down on us, deep down in our heart, we don't want to feel lonely. No one of us here want to feel lonely. I just told you, when my kids left us, we feel like the sky is about to fall on our head. We feel like there is, what is going on here? Sometimes my wife says, well, we are just alone, yeah. And then last time she was telling me, is there any way we can even adopt any child? I say, you are going too far. Deep down, human being, we don't want to feel lonely. And we are not made to be alone. Remember in the Garden of Eden, God told Adam, it's not good for a man to be alone. Help me again. Tell your neighbor, I'm not alone. Tell your neighbor, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Emmanuel, God is with us. So all the prophecies in the Bible talk about this universal yearning in the human heart, but no one spoke more eloquently than the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 7:14, where we read, the Bible said, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And in the book of Matthew, it has been quoted again that the son name will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We are not alone, child of God. We are not alone, children of God. We are together with our Lord God. Our God is with us. It doesn't matter where you're going, where you are living, how much far you've been gone, but remember, the eyes of God can still spot you there, and the hand of God is still with you. Hallelujah. We are not alone. 7 years before Jesus Christ was born, Isaiah accurately predicted his coming, as we read in Isaiah 7:14. Something like this had never happened before and will never happen again in the history of the universe. Let the church say amen for that. What happened in Bethlehem had never happened before and it will never happen again. That's why in John chapter 1:14, the gospel says, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only one Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." You may be here today, you are doubting about Jesus being the Son of God, but the Bible, from cover to cover, the Bible confirms that Jesus is the Son of living God. The child is called Emmanuel. So along the names he could pick, he chose the name Emmanuel, which means in Hebrews, God is with us. In my culture, in my tribe, in my people, in this month of December, the women who are giving birth, they are selecting only the good names in the Bible. Name like Emmanuel, a name like Mary, a name like Joseph. They've never given the name like Herod or Judas Iscariot. There's no such kind of name they give. They select that good name. But here, the name which was picked by God to his son is Emmanuel. Why? Because God wants to be with his people. We are not alone. We are not alone, children of God. We are with God, and God is with us. So this is good news. As I told you, it's not easy to stay alone. It's not easy to be alone in this falling world. The unpredictable world, the world which is changing every time. The economy is not stable. The moral is fading. The hatred is sweeping around. House rent is going very high, very expensive. In our culture, paying the dowry for a marriage is getting very expensive. I was telling my friend last time, a Canadian friend, I said, I didn't know why people didn't want to have many kids, but now I kind of understand. Now I can't understand, because when you have 4 boys in my culture, you have to prepare a lot of cows for the dowry. Anyone know dowry here? In our culture, we pay dowry. It means when your son want to marry someone's daughter, you, the family of the boy, you have to pay. And I have to pay 20 cows. That's a lot. Now you see 20 cows times 4 boys, that's, I'm telling you, you're going broke. So, in such kind of world, you don't want to be alone. You don't want to stay alone. That's why the good news is here. We are not alone because God is with us, Emmanuel. Now, the big question is here. Why in the world did God want to be with us? What was the reason? What the main idea that God want to be with us, Emmanuel, God with us? Why? I want to give you just 2 reasons. There are many reasons in the Bible, but we don't have time. Unless if you want me to stay here until 1 o'clock, I can bring all these reasons. But let me just give you 2 of them. 1, first of all, Jesus is here to save us from sin. That is the number 1 reason. Jesus is here, Emmanuel, God with us. Why? Because of salvation. God wants to save his people from sin. Sin separated us from our heaven Father, but God sent Jesus to save us from sin. In Matthew 1:20, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Listen to this, church. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Hallelujah. Let's clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of God. The Bible says in Isaiah, people who are walking in the darkness, they've seen the light of God. Jesus, which means Savior, Jesus means he will save his people from their sins. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, the Bible says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. A Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. A Savior has been born. It's a good news that Jesus is the Savior. So the first reason for God to dwell with us is to save us from our sin. Jesus himself said, I am the way, truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And you say, how will Jesus save? How did Jesus save us? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:19 that God was reconciling the world, you and I, to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them. That means God is not interested to condemn the world, but that the world, through Jesus Christ, must be saved. On the cross, what happened? On the cross, Jesus took the punishment for your sin and my sin. He shed his blood, not just to cover our sin, but to wash them white than snow until there is no more memory of our past wrongdoing. God is delighted in forgiving our sins, not remembering them no more. Jesus came to save you and I. He came to save the world. He came to save us from our sin because sin separated us from our Father God. I like to read a lot about what is happening in the Christian world. And let me tell you the truth. You may be here today and you are doubting about salvation. And you're asking yourself, I'm gone so far, very far in the world. Can God really reach me and save me? I want to tell you clearly without fear, God can save you and change your life. Nothing is impossible to God. I was reading one of the testimony of one friend which says this. A certain Bible school student from Japan in the name of Yasumasa Aoki, not Atoki, Atoki is my name. Yasumasa Aoki, this guy from Japan, he's a brother in Christ now. His story came out one time in the newspaper some years ago in Singapore. This is how it goes. From age 18, Aoki was a member of the Yakuza gang. Yakuza is the organized crime syndicate in Japan. As a teenager, he was already in prison twice. When he became an adult, he was in prison three more times. He spent most his time in jail. In Yakuza world, you obtain power and leadership through violence. So, he lived in a life of violence, slashing people with katana sword he carried everywhere he went. And to prove that he has guts, he chopped off his fingers many times. He was an alcoholic, a compulsory gambler, a drug addict, a fearsome leader in the Yakuza gang. When he was 7 years old, he was arrested for a major crime in Japan. 5 people had died. Aoki was sentenced for 15 years in prison. In jail, he had many enemies. The rival gangster wanted to kill him. So one day, an inmate or a prisoner came from behind him with a hammer and smashed him on his head. That is when he was admitted to the hospital in coma, but one day when he woke up, there was a Bible next to the hospital bed. He read the Bible, and it was in Psalm 23, verse 4. The Lord said that though you walk through the shadows of the valley of death, I will be with you. Here I find also the word Emmanuel. Though you walk through the valleys of death, I will be with you. What happened? That is the first time in his life Aoki felt the peace of God in his heart and soul, and he went to the prison chaplain and gave his life to Jesus Christ. No one I said, no one could think such a criminal person to find peace in his heart. What is impossible with God is possible. What is possible, impossible with people, it is possible with our Father God. Jesus entered his life and the power of God entered his life and his sin was forgiven and Jesus broke all the power of sin in his life. But the Bible says in Isaiah 43 where we read, it doesn't matter where you will go, through fire, through rivers, through waters, the Lord is with you. The guy, the gang, the criminal person, he was lost in the world, living his life as if God does not exist, but God was still watching over him. God was still looking after him. God was still looking to fulfill his plan of salvation in his life. I'm telling you today in the morning, young people, everyone is here, God loves you. It doesn't matter where Satan has taken you, God still loves you. And his business is to save us from that perversion, that sin. Yakuza, this man got saved by the grace of God. So he felt the peace of God, the joy flooding in his heart. His transformation was dramatic. Even in jail, he became a cell group leader of Bible study. After his coming out of the prison, now he is a servant of the Lord and he is evolving in prison. Let us clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus came to do. Emmanuel, God with us. He came to save us from our sin. You may be here. You feel like you are rejected. You feel like you are disappointed. You feel like you have lost hope. Let me tell you today, Jesus is here to save you. He is here to give you a new beginning. He's here to change your life. He's here to transform you. He's here to make you a new creation. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible to our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, every day when I stand here to preach, I did not dream in my life that Sammy would be one day a man of God or a preacher. The thing I did not like in my life was to hold the Bible. I did not like that in my life. When I was young, I did not like that. Every Sunday I was going to keep my flocks because we were cattle keepers. And I did not think I would be a pastor. But Jesus, in his mercy and grace, he changed me. He can change your life. He can save you. He can save everyone. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. He is here today. If you give him chance, if you allow him, he can change you. He can transform you. He can make you a new creation. In this season, Jesus is the reason for the season. He is here today to save you from that struggle. With that addiction, you may be here living in the addiction of lying. You are lying as if you are qualified, you have license, you have PhD in lying. Jesus has power to set you free from that struggle of lying. He is here to save you from this addiction of gambling. He is here to save you from this addiction of cheating. Jesus is able to save you from addiction of watching pornography. Oh, yeah. Jesus can do that. He can help you, set you free from that. Jesus is able to save you from addiction of disorder eating. He's able to save you from addiction of quarreling, addiction of immorality. Jesus is here to save you from sin. Say amen for that. Hallelujah. He came, number one, to save us from sin. Will you let him give you that life? Will you let him deliver you from that sin? Will you let him transform your life? God wants to wash your sin and break the power of sin from your life. Right now, he can do it if you allow him. You are a child of God. You are not supposed to struggle, live in that bondage, live under that chains. God wants to set you free. He sent his son from heaven to come on this earth to set you free from that bondage. You deserve to live a life of freedom. Hallelujah. You deserve to be free. You deserve to walk from victory to victory, from faith to faith, to say, yes, the Lord Jesus is with me. I have the power to overcome sin. The Bible said this is the power, the victory that overcome the world, even our faith.
When you give your faith, you believe in Jesus, he can set you free. Jesus came, Emmanuel, God with us. He came to save us. Number two, he came to mend our broken hearts. Jesus came to mend our broken heart. God is with us, Emmanuel. He is with us to mend, to restore our broken hearts. Listen, church. Psychologists say that 94% of whole world people live in worry. You can see people laughing, driving expensive fancy car, living in the mansion, having great paid job. But many of them, deep down inside of their heart, they live their life in worry, fear, anxiety. Every one of us have secret fear. Some of us are afraid of losing our job. Others are afraid of losing their marriage. Others, they are afraid of, they're worried of their health. Or you are feeling anxious or hopeless about the future. Maybe some of us are fearing not being good enough. Some people are afraid of people finding their secret, and that if people find out that really who they are, people will not like them. So they're suffering, just hiding the truth about themselves. They're hiding the truth of themselves. They don't show the truth about themselves. They're hiding something. That's a secret that they live in. That's a fear. Let me tell you. That fear, you may call it anxiety, worry, nervousness, stress, whatever, but they are basically the same thing. And Jesus came to set us free from that and to mend our heart and give us peace. God doesn't want you to live in fear, not for a moment, not for a second. That is why he sent Jesus to give us peace. He is Emmanuel, God with us, to mend our heart by removing fear and giving us peace because he is the Prince of Peace. We've had today, the candle was lit here, the candle of peace. This is the beautiful message of Christmas. Jesus is here to bring peace between man and women, between God and man, between children and parents, between parents and their children, between relatives. Some people don't even communicate with their relatives because they have no peace. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came here to mend our heart, to bring us together again, to connect us again with God and with people and with ourselves. I always tell people there are three dimensions of peace. Peace with God, peace with people, and peace with yourself. And who can help you have all these three dimensions of peace? Only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me give you another illustration. Today I'm only taking you in Asia. In Singapore, there was a couple that was married when they were both 25 years old. Both of them, man and wife, they were all 25, husband and wife. And they had two children. When their children were all grown up, the family encountered a big crisis. The husband and wife could not even communicate. Feeling lonely, the man started having an affair with another woman. Unfortunately, when his wife found out that the adultery, she was devastated. But since she was already in 50s, so she tried to tolerate her husband. But as the husband continued with unfaithfulness, eventually the marriage ended up in a divorce. And the wife slung in the depression. Now, she was so depressed, she could not eat, could not drink, could not sleep, could not socialize, could not do nothing but thought of ending her life. One day, her grown child invited her to the church service like this. What happened? When she was invited to the service, people in the church were very friendly, like this, like here. And the service was full of the fire of the love of God. Like now, as you can feel, the fire of God, the love of God is here, sweeping around. The love of God touched her deeply that day the woman invited Jesus in her life to be her Savior and Lord. She prayed, "Oh Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Come in my heart and save me." God healed her heart and saved her. Little clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus is here to rebuild our self-esteem. You are the child of God. You are precious in the eyes of God. You are loved by God. You are a very important person. So God wants to rebuild your self-esteem. After their divorce, the husband continued with the affair with the other lady. But deep down in his heart, he felt guilty and ashamed and regret. Eventually, he ended the relationship with that woman and had longing to bring his lost family back. Although they were physically separated, but the wife was praying for her husband every day. 2 years after they invited the man to the church, he came to a service like this with love of God, and the power of the Lord touched him, and he felt the love of God for the first time, and he confessed, "Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry for what I've done." After the service, he went to his family and begged for forgiveness. After 5 years of separation, the family finally was reconciled. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus can do. He can bring people again together. After 5 years, there was reconciliation. Oh, hallelujah. Emmanuel, God is with us. Both of them in 60s, can you imagine? In 60s, they attended premarital counseling, and after what? They got remarried again in the Valentine's Day. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is able to mend the broken hearts, to bring back this relationship which was broken. He has power to do that. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Now the question is, can God mend our broken hearts? Can a couple in the 60s fall in love again? Yes, with God, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Nothing is impossible with God. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. He can mend a broken heart, bring back joy between parent and children, husband and wife, brother and sisters, friend and relative. This Christmas, let God mend your heart. Let God save your life. You may be here today. I want to close by telling you, Emmanuel, God is with us. He want to save us. He want to change our life. He want to mend our heart. You want to bring back the relationship between you and him and you with your people. And also, you want to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. I am with you until the end of the world. Jesus is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us until the end of the world. So, brothers and sisters, this is good news in this Christmas as we are celebrating. This is good news. God is with us, Emmanuel, and he is with us to save us and to give us peace and to mend our broken heart. Let us pray. Let's bow our head and let us pray. You may be here today, brothers and sisters. You've been doubting about your salvation. You don't have conviction if really you're changed and saved. You're struggling with that kind of sin every day, and you're asking yourself, who shall save me from this bondage? Who will set me free? Today, Jesus wants to save you, but he wants you to accept him. He wants you to say, I'm here. He wants you. Remember the story of those two people. Ayoki, who struggled with his crime a lot of time, and no one had believed that he could be saved, but God changed his life. Remember those two couples who went through crisis after a lot of times, but God brought them again together. Nothing is impossible with God. He changed my life in 1993. I was not a good person, but I encountered with his power. His love changed me. He can change you. He loves you. In this Christmas, the best gift you can receive is accepting him to be your Savior and Lord. Is there anyone here who want to say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I feel God loves me. I feel God loves me, but I'm still struggling in my life. I need Jesus to help me. Lift your hand and I will pray for you. Anyone want to say, Lord, thank you, brother, thank you. Anyone else? Thank you, thank you. Anyone else? You want God to change your life. You want God to save you, to give you peace. Lift your hand and I will pray with you. And God is faithful God. And nothing is impossible with him. There is no sin which is too big for Jesus to forgive.
There's no place where you can be very far that God cannot reach. He can reach you everywhere. He is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. His love is above every love. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for my brother here and sister. You know them. You know their situation. You know their lives. You know how they are living their life, oh Lord God, their struggles. Father, you came to give us hope through your son Jesus. You came to give us salvation and peace. And I pray that today, as they've shown by their sign of lifting their hand, that they need you, Jesus, in their life, Lord, I pray that you give them peace. You save their lives and give them joy that surpasses all understanding. And I pray for the whole church, oh Lord God, even those who didn't show their hand, Lord, you know them. Father, I pray that this Christmas time, may we celebrate it knowing that we are loved by God, that we are not alone, that God loves us. Emmanuel, God with us. Bless your church and bless every one of us. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, and Emmanuel, God is with us. Thank you.